Welcome to the All-in-One podcast for middle school language arts teachers. I'm Linda, and I've been a teacher for over 30 years. I can help you with tips, tricks, and motivation that will simplify your planning, streamline your teaching, and enjoy more free time.
Well, hey there, it's Linda. I hope all is going well in your world. I am so excited to continue our mini-series on writing workshop. I hope you listened to episode 3 because we laid the groundwork and started discussing the benefits of writing workshop, why I believe it is such a solid way of teaching writing for all middle school students, and the nuts and bolts of getting prepared to begin workshop. I'll link the episode below, so if you didn't get a chance to hear it, you might want to backtrack and listen to that first. To recap a bit, teaching writing workshop has so many benefits. It helps kids grow in their writing, and the way that you explicitly teach skills and conference with kids is going to make a huge change, not only in their writing, but in their attitude towards writing. And I dare say once you are set up and ready to go, your attitude about teaching writing will change because the workshop runs smoothly and you can actually enjoy meeting with kids and helping them along in a much more purposeful way. There are some things you will definitely want to prepare, such as your room setup and gathering materials. So again, be sure to check out episode 3. Today's episode is going to focus on exactly how you will create your first unit. There is so much I want to tell you, but before we begin, I want to make sure that you know to grab a very valuable freebie. I recently published a course on teaching writing workshop on a platform called Teachable. In case you don't know, Teachable is a place to find courses on anything and everything, and you can earn professional development hours by taking an online course in the comfort of your own home. I am offering the first module, which is the first section of my course, for free. I am even including the workbook for this portion of the course. I want to offer it for free because I think it's important to see if the course is right for you. I can tell you, though, the course is right for you if you need to teach writing workshop, but either are new or need to revamp what you are doing. So don't forget to grab this freebie that is linked in the course notes. Okay, so let's get started with exactly how you are going to create your first unit. Now, your first unit might be something your district dictates to you, or you may have some say in what you would like to teach first. I was lucky in that I was allowed to plan my year and decide on which units to teach because I was in charge of writing the curriculum for my grade level. If you have that autonomy, I highly recommend starting with a personal narrative. I say that for several reasons. First, it is a fantastic way to get to know your students at the beginning of the year. Second, it is an easier unit for students as it is based on their own experiences. And third, it is an easier writing experience because they are not bogged down with essay format, text evidence, citations, and things like that. So as I go through this podcast, I will be referencing personal narratives, but know that you can certainly use this information for creating any unit that you need or want to teach. As a heads up, I also alternate my teaching between reading and writing units. I highly recommend this and suggest that you do the reading unit first. This really helps you to have lots of examples for kids to see. So my first unit is actually a reading unit, and I do a deep study of character. I choose books that are in first person so that it will match the personal narrative format of writing. And by the way, I lay this all out for you in my online course and help you to plan it out so that you are all set for the year. But in any event, let's talk about what you need to do to get that first unit up and running. I'm going to lay this out for you in a 4-point plan. First, choosing a benchmark piece. Second, creating partnerships. Third, selecting a mentor text. And four, choosing skills to be taught. So let's start at the beginning with choosing a benchmark piece. Before you begin any unit of writing, you will find it very helpful to have a piece of student writing that helps you determine their writing level. For example, before I begin my personal narrative unit, I have the students do a quick cold write about an event in their life. I give them a few directions and a certain amount of time. The directions might include something like, be sure to include dialogue, sensory details, and focus on one small moment in your life. This way, I have a rough idea of where they are. It is also helpful if you need to document the progress of your students' work in each unit. You will need a rubric to score them. And it's okay to pick just a few areas and score them very roughly. You might have something like this in place already in your district. If not, I would pick about 5 areas of focus. You don't have to grade every single thing. Some ideas would be to focus on mechanics, use of dialogue, length of writing, having a plot, having a good lead, having a clear ending, and things like that. And then for each of these areas of focus, score them really easily. Do not get yourself bogged down in every little thing. Honestly, I like to do it on a scale of 0 to 3. So where something like 1 is below grade level, 2 is on grade level, and 3 is above grade level. And 0 would be that they wrote almost nothing and it's kind of unscorable. Then you can save it until the end of the unit and compare it to what they do at the end. And by the way, we do this in my course and we keep it nice and simple so that you're all ready to go. Okay, so let's move on to point number 2, which is creating partnerships. Partnerships are a fundamental component of reading and writing workshop. So you want to use your data from your benchmark piece and give students a partner. It's up to you how you do this. There is no exact science. Some teachers, myself included, like to place a higher achiever with a lower achiever. And I really hate using the terms higher achiever and lower achiever, but for lack of a better way to explain it, that's kind of what I do. Sometimes teachers like to partner kids with similar abilities. And just so that you know, in my reading unit, that is what I would do. I would keep kids on a more similar level so that they're reading levels of books that match their ability. But for writing, I have found over the years that it works better to have a partnership of kids where one student can be more of the leader and the other one the follower. You also do have to consider more than just their scores. As a teacher, I am really tired of hearing about data, and I try to use it, but I don't let it guide every single move I make because you know what? Kids are not a compilation of data. As teachers, we know that kids will complement each other intuitively, and we don't need anything in front of us to do that. We have to take their behavior, their interests, and their general attitudes into account. We also have to take into account that student who is absent all the time. And if you have that issue, you might want to keep that student in a trio, especially if you have an odd number of students in your class. But whatever you do, be sure to let kids know this is not optional and that they will have their partner throughout the unit. And then from there, you can set up your seating. I sit partners either next to each other or across from each other. I personally set up my room with 4 students per table so that you can put partners with another set of partners to create a table. And then if you have somebody absent, then they can kind of blend in with that other partnership. But obviously, do what works best for you. Okay, point number three. Let's talk about choosing a mentor text. Again, this is another component that is foundational in doing reading and writing workshops. Having a mentor text for this unit is going to be crucial. Here are some points to keep in mind when you are selecting your mentor text. The mentor text should be in the same genre as your unit. A personal narrative, for example, should be a short story with a clear problem, a strong character, and a great ending. And just as a note, for this unit, a personal narrative is going to be a true event from a student's life. It's absolutely okay to use a fictional narrative, otherwise just known as the narrative, for your mentor text. And the mentor text should be short enough to read in a sitting. You should absolutely plan on reading this out loud to your kids. Read it through once just to read. You want to tell them how excited you are about this piece, and it has to be a really engaging piece that they can relate to. Then you can plan on a bit of discussion. The discussion can be very basic, like, what did you think? What parts of the story resonated with you? Did you like the ending? Which character did you connect with the most? It is okay to do some kind of follow-up assignment, but keep it to a minimum. You don't want to kill a great story with a whole worksheet set of questions. I would consider, and have done, a fun activity for the mentor text, such as interactive stations where kids review plot and character traits and things like that. Be sure your students have a copy of this text. You can do it digital, printable, or both. I like to have printed copies available, and I always attach it to my Google Classroom as well. And as the year goes on, really important here, to make sure that you choose mentor texts that include characters from varied ethnic, gender, socioeconomic, ability levels, etc., and do that as much as possible. Some of my favorite for narratives, if you are doing personal narrative, Raymond's Run by Tony Cade Bambara. This is a fantastic read. A Letter from the Fringe by Joan Bauer, The Jacket by Gary Soto, and Two Kinds by Amy Tan. And these mentor texts do include a variety of ethnic, gender, socioeconomic ability. And I have found that the kids have really responded incredibly well to them. All right. Point four is our last point, and it's a biggie. It's important. And that is choosing the skills to teach in this unit. This is a huge, crucial step in planning your unit. Here are some things to keep in mind when selecting your skills. So you want to look at your district's curriculum. Are there certain skills that need to be taught in certain units? Are there certain skills that must be addressed, but there's no timeline? That's the first place to look. If there's no district guidance, which, by the way, is shameful, but very common, you have to see what skills have been taught so far and where your kids are now and what fits naturally into the unit. So, for example, the skills taught in a personal narrative are going to be very different than the skills taught in a unit on writing a feature article. Also note that when you pick a skill, you can come back to it again in another unit. For example, I teach theme constantly through reading and writing. There are definitely skills that need to be taught and extended upon in future lessons. So here are some examples of skills. So for a personal narrative, I might pick character traits, plot line, climax, symbolism, theme. For a nonfiction writing unit, such as a feature article, you might want to pick citations, text evidence, text structure, and text features. And what I do is I try to pick about 5 solid skills to teach and focus on them in each mini lesson, which we will talk about next time. Okay, so this is chock full of info. We talked about your benchmark piece, your partnerships, mentor text, and skills. Don't forget to tune in next week, where we will be continuing with our mini series on writing workshop. We will be discussing creating clear, succinct mini lessons. That is my favorite topic in writing workshop. Mini lessons are the heart of the workshop, so you don't want to miss that episode. And don't forget to grab your free writing workshop lesson and workbook to see if my course is right for you. I will also link my full writing workshop units in case you are more interested in just having a full unit already planned at your disposal. These are month-long units and include all the skills, mini lessons, discussion, mentor text, and assessment pieces. And that can be found in my TPT shop. Be sure to check them out in the show notes. I hope this information was helpful. Be sure to check out the links that I mentioned in the show notes. If you have questions or comments, I would love to hear from you. You can DM me on Instagram at allinonemiddleschool. We can also communicate through email. You can visit the link in the show notes so that we can connect, and you will be the first to see new products and ideas that will simplify your planning, streamline your teaching, and most importantly, allow you to enjoy more free time. Thanks, friends, and I'll catch you in the next episode.